Bubbles the Clown by Rotten Pines. So Rotten Pines sent me the link to Bubbles in August. Somehow I never saw it before. So I read it and I just fell in love with it. Probably at the very beginning of the script. I was reading it. And as I read it, I kept thinking of how I wanted to perform it, and sound effects kept coming to mind. And so I knew exactly how I wanted to perform it. And that was back in August. So I was just dying to perform it. And I sent him a message and I was just like, this is the best script. I want to perform it right now. And I was just going crazy over it. And so I'd been waiting and waiting until October. And he'd actually sent me a message. I hope it's okay if I'm talking about all this, Rotten Pines. So he sent me a message reminding me about Bubbles, and I had not forgotten about Bubbles. I was like, oh, I am doing this script. Don't you worry. It's been on my list. I have just been so excited about doing it. So I recorded it, and then I got to work. So as I said, this is something that I've been wanting to do for so long. It was so much fun to perform too. And I mess up a lot when I record scripts usually, but this one I didn't even mess up that much on. I knew exactly what I wanted to do already. Like, it was all in my head already. So yeah, this came very naturally to me. And I think that's another reason why I didn't really mess up very much. It felt like it was made for me, honestly. So performing it, so much fun. Then I edited the dialogue, and editing the dialogue is just, man, that's like the least fun part of the entire process. I've talked about that before. That's just taking out mistakes, taking out whatever weird noises, if there are any. There usually aren't. Now that I got better equipment, everything sounds so great. Like right now, my dryer is running and you can't even hear it. I'm in the basement and the dryer is going, but you can't hear it. Oh my God, I love my setup so much. So yeah. I've got like nice studio sound. This is definitely the best I've ever had, and I am so happy with it. And it's amazing that I get to record while there's noise around me. That's never happened. So that's a time saver. Anyway, sorry, back to what I was saying. Yeah, so there's not too much to edit out like there used to be. And it's a lot quicker than it used to be. Just taking out mistakes, gaps, putting in gaps. That's what editing the dialogue is. I was so excited because then I got to put in the sound effects. And I needed to record other audios that same day, and I couldn't do it. Like, my mind was just on Bubbles. I just was not motivated to do anything else. I'm like, I just want to work on Bubbles right now. I want to get this done. I'm just so excited about it. I just want to work on the sound effects. Oh, so much fun. So much fun. And that's funny because I kept going back to other parts. And I'm like, actually, I want to add this now. And I want to add this. Was working on it from the beginning to the end, and then I kept going back to other parts. And then once I finished the whole thing, then I started adding more stuff, like the umbrella. I had talked about this in the comments of the audio, but I had added the storm to the audio. It wasn't originally in the script, but I thought that a storm would be pretty cool, and it would help the motivation too for the listener, and the listener being like, okay, there aren't going to be many options here. I'm just going to go toward the circus, try to call for help. He's not really going to leave because of the storm. Also, it's horror. So it was a dark and stormy night. I don't know. I thought it would just add something. So I put it in. Then, after I finished the audio, this I had also talked about in the comments, I got really bothered because like the listener is going to be cold and wet, and I didn't want you guys to be cold and wet because that's just uncomfortable. Like, you're not going to have a good time with Bubbles if you're cold and wet. You're just going to be concentrating on how you wish you were dry. And then there's your broken down car too, but I'm trying to distract you from that. But it's hard when you're also cold and wet. So I gave you an umbrella. You are so welcome. Look, I think of you guys. Which brings me to sound effects for that. I was like, okay, if I do the umbrella, you might not notice the umbrella opening. So I'm gonna have a different sound effect for the rain falling on the umbrella because it would have a certain sound. So I got the sound effect for the rain falling on the umbrella, but I also needed the other sound effect too, the original rain sound effect, because that also had the thunder as well. Now I could have put in my own thunder, so I didn't need to do that, but you would still hear the rain. The rain would still sound the same because you would hear it hitting other things too. So you would be hearing that rain in addition to the rain hitting the umbrella. So I thought about that. I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, the rain's still hitting all the surrounding things around you, so it would still sound the same. So I have two different rains going. I have the original one that's falling all around you, and then I have the one that's hitting the umbrella. And I just really like how there was so much depth to that sound, because it kind of sounds like the rain is everywhere. So you do hear it hitting the umbrella, but you also hear it hitting all the surrounding things. Having both of the different rain sound effects at the same time, I think, was a really good move. Also, what I did, this took some finagling because, as I said, I added all the umbrella stuff after I had done the sound effects for the entire audio. So I had to find a way to make it clear enough that there was an umbrella opening. So I had to have you come out of the car, wait long enough so that you could hear the rain coming down, then do the umbrella sound effect, and then the rain coming down on the umbrella. And that took a lot of work because of the timing of everything else, since I'd already done all the other sound effects, but I got it. And then I think it worked perfectly. And then in the car, I messed with the rain. It's the same sound effect that you hear when you come out of the car, but I warped it a bit so that it sounds like it's coming from outside instead of inside. Well, obviously it wouldn't be coming from inside, but it sounded like it was outside instead of like in the car. And it was not as loud. So then when you come outside, it suddenly gets a lot louder. There's the tent. So they go inside the tent and then the rain is falling onto the tent. So I had another rain sound effect for that, but I did not have a thunder one for that. So then I just embedded thunder throughout the rest of the audio so that you still have the thunder throughout. And it was a lot of fun paying attention to all that stuff. And that's part of the sound design, which is taking it moment by moment and saying, okay, but what would happen? Like, this would change something to the sound. So it's been really, really fun getting deeper and deeper and deeper into this whole sound effects thing. I'm having a blast. And I hope that each audio of mine gets better and better and better the more I do this, because I feel like the more that I do sound design, the more things I notice and like the more things that just come to me where I'm like, no, but this would have a sound. That would have a sound. Like the juggling in this. I'm sorry, I always end up talking a lot about sound effects in these commentaries, but I mean, it is a big part of making the audio, so that makes sense. And it's a part that I really, really love. So the juggling, originally I didn't have a sound. I didn't even think about it. And then I'm like, wait, no, there should totally be a sound for the juggling. I'm like, juggling should make a sound. But I'm like, what kind of sound would juggling make? So then I had to listen to people juggle. And I'm like, okay, that's what it would sound like. I'm like, that's definitely a sound, yeah. And then I had to find something that would sound like that. And so what I came up with was someone catching a ball in a catcher's mitt, because that makes the right sound. And then I put in 5 different catcher's mitt sounds, since she's juggling 5 different things. And then when she's juggling 3 different things, because she's got 2 of the balls on her nose, then I have 3 different catcher's mitt sounds. I don't think you notice any of that, but that's how specific I get with my sound editing. And I know that there's a lot of stuff people probably don't even notice. I try to be very specific when doing it and as realistic as possible, even though that's not juggling, but it is a ball hitting the mitt, which is close to juggling. So that's the best way that I could come up with a juggling sound. And then there's the balls falling. I do have 5 balls falling, but it's hard to tell that it's 5 balls falling, but it is. I just took the sound and did it 5 times at different volumes, and I spaced them out in different ways. And I kept trying to get it so you could hear that there was more than one ball, but it's kind of hard. Obviously, it's hard to make out that it's 5 balls falling, but it is. Again, I'm trying to make this as realistic as possible. Now, Bubbles is supposed to make a lot of the sound effects herself, like entrance of the gladiators. She's supposed to be humming that each time. And she does as she's going to the tent with him. And at first, I did actually hum all that. Then I remembered when I was originally reading the script, and I'm like, it would be really cool if that song just comes on by itself. And you got the lights coming on their own. And like everything is just happening on its own. It's the magic of the circus. You know, dark and stormy night. Nobody else is there but the listener and Bubbles. And I'm like, that is just creepy if everything just happens all on its own. And that kind of went hand in hand with the audience that I put at the end of the audio. And at first, I was going to do the audience for each time Bubbles did a trick, I was going to have the audience go. But I'm like, no. Because I still want to give the illusion that it's just the listener and Bubbles. And it's creepy that all this stuff happens on its own. It's not too creepy, though, because Bubbles is still clapping for herself. So, you know, you're not hearing an audience, because it kind of sounds like you should, since you're hearing all the other noises of the circus. But then there's the audience at the end. And then it's like, are you all alone? What's the deal with the audience? Now, I have my own theory. Now, of course I do. I put that in myself. So what I was thinking, and I think everyone has their own theories, because someone gave me a few theories and like what they thought it was. Mine was much darker than what they were thinking. My theory was there are ghosts and the ghosts are doing it because she killed everybody and they were running the circus, but now they're ghosts. So the ghosts are still doing their job for the circus. And at the end, like, the listener can finally like hear and see the ghosts, because everything has been from the listener's perspective, and that's on purpose. So the audience is from the listener's perspective. Listener is hearing the audience, and in my mind, seeing the audience finally too. And since the listener has been breathing in this gas, well, they now have joined the circus, just like everybody else who breathes in the gas. So now he's able to see and hear all the others before him. And they really enjoyed that trick. They're not fond of Bubbles' other tricks, but that one they really liked, him joining them. I thought that Rotten Pines did just an amazing job on the script. Totally amazing. And the jokes were great. I love them. Also, I love the little moments where you can tell that Bubbles is not really reliable. When she says that she's all alone and the others left for the night and blah, 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 blah. And she goes, yeah, that's it. And then she's going to do tricks and she's like, the lean animals. Yeah. The little, yeah. Because she doesn't really have an act. Exactly. She's just putting on the show for him. And who knows the last time she put on a show? Who knows the last time anyone's come up to the circus that she was able to gas? She talks about how the others left a long time ago. So there are definitely moments where you're like, And then, you know, you're breathing in the gas the whole time too. So it is tense because there are things that, you know, as a listener, you're like, what is going to happen here? What is this? But I'm hoping that it gets your curiosity and then you're not able to turn away and you have to keep listening because you need to know what's going to happen to you. And again, the jokes. Oh my God, I love the jokes. The trouser snake. I'm going to make your penis disappear. They're great. And I loved how in the comments of the audio, everyone was saying how much they were laughing. So that's great. So Rotten Pines, you did an amazing job. It's really cool to do an audio that's one, creepy, because lots of people said they were definitely creeped out. Two, funny, because people still did find it really funny. So it's creepy, it's funny, and people were aroused. So creepy, funny, and people are still aroused. Like that mix, that's fucking awesome. So I'm really proud of this audio. And Rotten Pines, you should be really proud too. Great work on the script.